he got more read about him than the Englishman. I didn't know whether you saw Miss Robertson's, Miss Roberts' son-in-law or not.
No, I didn't. I saw her person, but I didn't see her son.
Well, her son-in-law, he got a lot of English blood in him. I know all of his people, and he got a lot of English blood in him. They tell me some of his great grandfathers or something like that come from England over here.
Yeah.
And they was all, they was good, husky, good working people, but they had that darker than the color, you know what I mean.
Did any of your ancestors, did they come from England or?
Not that I ever knew of. Yeah. They might too, but I never did know of any.
Do you have any or know of any insulting words that other races might use to refer to white people?
Well, I don't pay it, I wouldn't.
Okay, if you had a fishing rod that you liked very much and your grandson broke it, you might say that you got awfully wet about it. What would you say? You got awfully...
You got mad about it.
Yeah. Is there anything else? Would you feel any other? I mean, anything else?
Well, some people would say vexed, but it means the same thing. If you got angry about it, well, it's over means the same thing.
Okay, after working pretty hard all day like you did today, by nighttime you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
Tired. If the school nurse sent a little boy home early, the school nurse sent a little boy home early because he wet at school. What do you think?
I wouldn't know what.
Like the little boy wet sick at school today.
Well, if he was sick, they send him home. Something like that. A lot of times they... You see him went off, maybe he's all right in the morning part, but maybe he'll develop a sick headache or different things, and they had to take him off.
If he did develop that, what would you say that he was sick?
You'd say he had a sick headache if he had a headache.
If it were in his stomach, what would you say?
Well, you'd say he had a stomach ache.
Would you say that he got sick at school or took sick at school or
that's
was?
Right. Taking sick.
And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick.
He said that his stomach. Sick on the stomach.
On the stomach.
This biggest boy here was sick last week. He was sick on his stomach.
He was.
Had nothing to run the fever. Having what they call a flu epidemic over here in the clinic. Of course, over there, we kind of thought that was what ailed him by his fever doing. His fever went to 104.
Grandpa, let go, Prissy. She got
the fever. Well, yeah, I see.
What would you call a noisy, prankish kind of celebration after a wedding? If some of the people who are at the wedding wanted to tease or embarrass the bride and groom,
I'd call him a teaser. But I would know just what name it was.
If it were a whole group of people, would you just call them teasers? What would you call people who?